This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. In his victory speech last week, President-elect Donald Trump made a commitment.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure, which will become second to none.
Louisiana's House Transportation Chair, Republican Kenny Havard, is excited about this, as he told the Transportation Infrastructure Investment Task Force.
We have tremendous needs. Now's the time. We need to think bold, think big, and look at every option.
Havard, who was part of the hardline group voting against tax hikes in the special sessions earlier this year, urged the task force not to go all in on raising the gasoline tax.
I'm just asking that we don't lock ourselves in to one particular gas tax. Let's throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. The political reality of it is, let's all have an open mind and try to figure out how to do it together.
The task force is scheduled to submit its report by January 1st. Task Force Chair DOTD Secretary Sean Wilson says they have agreed on two recommendations thus far.
Resolution 1 recommends the use of tolling to supplement new sources of recurring revenue.
And the second recommendation is to explore public-private partnerships for certain major projects.
And those projects are Mississippi River Bridge, inclusive of the 415 connector, I-10 at Calcasieu, the 511, which is the Jimmy Davis Bridge, segments of I-49 South, and a new bridge in Ouachita.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.